Which of the following is the most common gram-positive pathogen associated with skin and skin structure infections? Correct. Staphylococcus aureus is the most common pathogen identified in skin and skin structure infections. It is a gram-positive coccus that is microscopically observed as individual organisms, in pairs, and in irregular grape-like clusters. It is ubiquitous and may be a part of the normal human flora. In fact, among healthy adults, between 11 and 32% of individuals carry Staphylococcus aureus. It is isolated in approximately 45% of SSSIs. How sure of your answer are you? SSSIs may be caused by a formidable number of pathogenic microorganisms, and they may be either monomicrobial or polymicrobial. The following are the most important pathogens. Staphylococcus aureus is the most common pathogen identified in SSSIs overall. It is a gram-positive coccus that is microscopically observed as individual organisms, in pairs, and in irregular grape-like clusters. It is ubiquitous and may be a part of the normal human flora. In fact, among healthy adults, between 11% and 32% of individuals carry Staphylococcus aureus. It is isolated in approximately 45% of SSSIs. Pseudomonas aeruginosa, a gram-negative bacterium, is the second most commonly isolated bacterium in SSSIs, accounting for about 11.1% of isolates. Enterococcus species are the third most common isolate from SSSIs. This group of gram-positive bacteria often occur in pairs or short chains and are difficult to distinguish from streptococci on the basis of appearance alone. Notably, some of these species are part of the normal human flora. In immunocompromised hosts and in complicated SSSIs, multiple organisms are found, sometimes including uncommon organisms such as Pseudomonas aeruginosa, beta-hemolytic streptococci, and enterococci. In severe infections, such as polymicrobial necrotizing fasciitis, infections are often mixed, including both aerobes and anaerobes, although occasional monomicrobial Streptococcus pyogenes infections will be observed.